Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every single day here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And our theme for this week, as I record this episode 615, you're going to be guided in a meditation using a chakra meditation technique. Every Thursday, I leave a chakra on the podcast. Now, you don't have to do the meditation techniques. You can simply be guided in the meditation without doing the technique. The techniques are simply an option. They're a way for you to keep your meditation rituals dynamic. And I like to use techniques for two reasons. The first reason is that they help you focus your mind. So when your mind wanders when you meditate, which is so common, even for longtime meditators, you can use a breathing technique. Repeat an affirmation, focus on a chakra, do a mudra. You can visualize. These are techniques that can help you focus and go back into the inner stillness of meditation. So you don't have to give up if you're sitting there and you're not sure what to think about and your mind is wandering. Do a meditation technique. It helps you to focus your mind. The second reason I like to do meditation techniques is because you can do them whether you're meditating or not. So most of the times when we're experiencing our stress is not right when we're meditating. It happens to be when we're right smack in the middle of our busy day. So you can do a meditation technique to help you attune to your meditation ritual, to the best part of yourself, that part you seek when you sit down and meditate. And I honor you for showing up for yourself. I know there are so many things that you could be doing right now, and here you are. You're doing one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself. How I'll do this meditation is I'm going to give you a little bit of context and share with you some inspiration on managing loneliness. Get you thinking about what this means to you in your life and how you can meditate on loneliness. And then I'll guide you through a meditation on loneliness. We'll use a chakra technique that you do not have to use. But if you do use it, I think you will find some benefits. Be adventurous. Today, I'm going to talk to you about starting a quest. Now, many of you are on the meditation quest, the 100-day meditation quest. And many people have said to me, Mary, you know, 100 days is a long time. Why don't you just do like a 2-week or 21-day meditation quest? Well, you know, that could be more of a challenge where you kind of dip your toe in and see how you like meditation. I want it to be for keeps for you. A quest is for keeps. It's when you commit and despite the ups and downs of your emotions, whether you feel like it or not, you show up for yourself. You just allow yourself to go with this meditation ritual and just see where it takes you after 100 days. And I can guarantee you that even after 2 weeks of sitting down, doing the quest, even sooner than that, you will notice yourself respond differently to stress. Now, you can sign up, not for much longer, but you can sign up now for a free 100-day meditation quest. I will say that I've been meaning to take that down and I'm going to put something else up, something else I have in mind for you. But as of this recording in February 2015, you can still sign up for the quest. So now, after you are guided through the meditation, I just want to give you a few options of what you can do, how you finish your meditation. I've had messages from listeners wondering what they do after I stop guiding them through the meditation. Well, after I stop guiding you and even after the music stops, this is your time to interiorize, to go into your own stillness. The best part of who you are. This is you meditating. The techniques get you there. Meditation is being there. Just being there, just going with whatever happens. And nothing may happen. You may feel very calm, or you may have a little bit of a hard time focusing. Every day is different. Just go with it. Just sit for even a few minutes after I guide you. And then a beautiful way to end your meditation is to rub your hands together really briskly, really feel your energy, and then pull them apart. And I like to kind of spread them out and just send out my good thoughts, my good wishes to those around me and to the world. And then I sit for a little bit longer, maybe write in a journal or have some tea, and try not to really be very active after you have meditated. Let this beautiful feeling steep within you. Keep it with you for as long as you can, and then go about your day. Or maybe you do this in the evening and you go directly to sleep. So, as we do this meditation on loneliness, I want to introduce you. Now, I have all these techniques on my website at sipandom.com. You can just look for the Loneliness Meditation Series and you will find all the books I mention, all the techniques. You can see the mudra for this week. All the meditations are there. It's all there for you. Well, I read a book about a year and a half ago. It was called The Happiness of Pursuit, and it's by Chris Gullibu. Now, he has a fantastic website at chrisgullibu.com. Well, he wrote a book about finding the quest that will bring purpose to your life. And I actually got to see him speak because he went on a book tour after he did this book, and he came to Tampa, Florida. And I, of course, went down there and got to listen to him, and he signed my book. And he was a great inspiration to me because I had started my podcast. I had just started it. And I wanted a way to reach out to other people because where I live currently, in my particular area, there just are not people who are meditating. And so I have had meditation groups at my home and so forth, but I just wanted to share meditation. I'm a meditation teacher. I wanted to teach it, but I wanted to reach out to people around the world. So I thought, I'll start a podcast. And I just thought, well, let's see how it goes. Well, after I read Chris's book, I thought, you know, what I really am on is what he's talking about. I'm on a quest. He has in his chapter 2, it's called The Great Discontent. And here's a quote he leaves by Thomas Edison. Discontent is the first necessity of progress. And he has a lesson on unhappiness can lead to new beginnings. And I was not so happy where I was living. And so when I did this quest, it really opened up opportunities for me. Here I am with you. I've met so many of you and had great opportunities because of my meditation podcast. So when you think of loneliness in your life, why don't you consider starting a quest? I know someone really dear to me who is going through a divorce, and she just wanted a fresh start. So she decided to do a quest. And in her state where she lives, she decided to visit every single state park. So on the weekends and on days off, she'll go and visit a state park. And she takes a picture of herself and she always sends it out to her friends so you can kind of follow her. And it's something really fun for her. She goes rain or shine. She usually goes by herself, sometimes with other people. But this has just given her that spark that was really missing after ending a relationship. She'd been married for many years, and this really gave her something to pursue and to look forward to. Other people have created different quests that Chris, in his book that I will link to, The Happiness of Pursuit, he talks about how there was one person who, her name is Elise Blaha, and she loves to make things. So every day, without fail, she makes and shares her art with the world through a website and daily newsletter. I'm reading this from the book. This work goes beyond writing and curating. It includes drawing, painting, sewing, knitting, and craft projects of all kinds. So she has this quest, and she likes to use different materials in each project. So she really challenges herself, and it's something that she wants to learn more about. So think about what you want to learn more about, what you're interested in. There have been people who went through a cookbook, went through the whole, you may have seen the, I think it was the Joy of Cooking, that show. And she cooked a recipe every single day for a year out of a cookbook. I'm actually doing something like that myself. So I'm switching over to a vegan diet. So I got a couple cookbooks. So I'm creating a new vegan recipe, whether it's a big recipe or even just a vegan drink or a little snack, I do something to move myself forward. And if it comes to the end of the day and I think, oh, I haven't, you know, really done what I wanted to do, it inspires me because I don't want to miss that day. Once you get going, you won't want to break your streak. I guarantee you. As many of you know, I was in a car accident a few days ago, and I was injured, and I'm still injured as I record this, but I missed my meditation for just one day, the day I had the accident. And it was bothering me so much because I hadn't missed in over 600 days. So I have to say that I always post the meditations a day in advance so that listeners from Australia, New Zealand, Southeast Asia get the meditations during their time zone because they're half a day or more ahead of my East Coast US location. So technically, if you live in the Northern Hemisphere and, you know, my time zone, you got the meditation on time. But those other people, they were wondering where was the meditation. So I got the meditation out the next day, and despite my pain, going to doctor's offices and all these things, I was still able to do the meditation. And it really helped me also, gave me something to look forward to, because I've been feeling a little bit discouraged, you know, having to stay down and heal. So I cannot recommend a quest more. It's been one of the best things I've ever done for myself. And so you think about what you might want to do and just start it. And I encourage you to do it on your own. Don't feel like you have to do this with anyone. That's the whole point. Sometimes when you're lonely, you're just not contented with what's around you or the people you're with. If you are in another environment, I've lived in 17 different locations around the world. I've really moved a lot. I've lived all over the place. And I know for a fact, for myself, and I can apply this to others too. People say, well, wherever you move, you know, not much is going to change because it's you. I could not disagree with that more. Wherever you move is a different location. There's a different energy. The people are different. The customs, the culture, the food, the weather. You shine differently in different locations. Some places really lit me up. Other places, I really had a hard time just getting up out of bed in the morning because I was not excited to be there. So you might be on a quest to relocate somewhere if you're just not happy with where you are. Challenge yourself. So as we do the meditation for today, we're going to focus on your second your second chakra. Now, we've focused on this before in the past, very recently, but it's a perfect chakra for initiating change because it is the chakra where you are open and receptive to opportunities all around you, where you go with the flow of life. And the element of this chakra is water. So go ahead and get nicely settled in your meditation mode, whether you're lying down, whether you're walking as you listen to this, you might be commuting to work, doing chores, you're still listening, you're still here, you're still resonating with meditation. The best way to meditate is to sit up straight, whether you're in a chair or on the floor. Make sure your body's comfortable and begin to relax the different areas of your body. Close your eyes gently. Keep them slightly elevated as they're closed. Soften your jaw. Soften your neck and relax your shoulders and your back. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. You could do a mudra or simply rest your hands on your lap. Relax your stomach and let it hang out softly, releasing tension immediately as you let your stomach hang out. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. Release any additional tension and notice where that tension is. Become aware of your thoughts and your body. Notice how you live your life through your thoughts and through where you hold tension in your body. Now transition to focusing on your breath. Notice each inhale through your nose and each exhale through your nose. Feels so beautiful to just do this. You can imagine yourself doing this a few times throughout your day, just noticing your breath and closing your eyes. I'm outside in my backyard garden and the sun is coming up, and it is good to be outside. It's cold and I have a blanket around me. The color of this chakra, your second chakra, is orange. And if you go one or two inches above your tailbone, your first chakra is right there at your tailbone, your coccyx. That is the earth element, and it helps you feel grounded and connected. Well, if you move up an inch and a half or 2 inches right at your sexual organs, that is your second chakra. And the element, as I mentioned, is water. The metal is tin, and the gemstone is yellow sapphire. Its ruling planet is Jupiter, and there are even Vedic astrological signs that go along with each chakra. And for your second chakra, it happens to be Sagittarius and Pisces. There are sounds and qualities and all kinds of different attributes to each chakra. For now, focus on being flexible and open to change. This is also where you feel creative and intuitive. If you want to really focus on your second chakra, the sound is like a flute or trickling water. If you have a little fountain or a stream, focus on your second chakra as you sit near it. And think about your quest. Go with what comes to you when you think about this right away. It's usually your best indication. You don't want to get so much into your mind that you start deliberating. You want to just go with your natural impulse. Choose a quest that will light you up, that you want to learn more about, something that could really feed your fire. This will help you to feel so connected to something bigger than yourself. Even if it's simply a quest to try out every coffee shop in your city, you're still going to meet new people and put yourself out there. I'd love to hear about your quest. Continue meditating, going into this inner stillness, feeling uplifted as you visualize yourself on your quest. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.